No, I don't know that far back.
Okay. Okay. Is your wife living?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you been married?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, what was your wife's religion? What church did she go to?
She remembered the same church I remember. My first remember a CME church.
And the second one was the same as yours?
The same as mine.
And did either one of your wives have a job?
Have a job?
Uh-huh. Did they work out?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And where were they born?
Both of them were born in Warren County.
And do you know how much education they had? Where they went to school or how long?
I think the fifth grade, and the other made the fourth grade.
Okay. And let's see, now I'm going to ask you some of these questions I was telling you about. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this.
What would I call the latter part of the day?
Yeah. You say, if you're expecting to see somebody around 3 or 4 p.m., you say, I expect to see him later this.
I would say, let me see, what time you say?
Well, say from about, from the time the sun comes up until, say, 12 o'clock, you call that morning.
Yes.
And then from, say, 12 o'clock to about 6 o'clock, what do you call that?
I would call it late afternoon.
Okay, fine. That's what I wanted to know. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before.
I would call that a sun in the morning.
Okay. Well, now, what's an expression that has sun in it? You might say, I got up this morning before sun.
Right.
Okay. And so would you say the whole word? I got up this morning before
sunrise.
Okay. So in the morning you have sunrise, and in the evening it's
sunset.
Okay. If there's been a storm, and then the rain stops, and the clouds are disappearing, and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is
breaking out.
Okay. What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
There's a big shower, I would call it.
Okay. What do you call the shelf over a fireplace? The shelf over a fireplace.
Oh, mantelpiece.
Okay. What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Logs rest on.
Uh huh.
Fire dog.
Okay.
We say fire that one.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. If you think of more than one word, I'd like to hear them all. What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Yeah. I would call it kindling.
Okay. And what do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut up into little slivers to get a fire started?
Lighter.
Okay. What do you call a place with a rod and hangers where people hang clothes? You open a little door and then there's a rod and you hang clothes up in there.
I don't know the name of it. I can't go.
Oh, I bet you can. Like if when you in the wintertime when you come in for, when a person comes in from the outside, he might go hang his coat up in the.
I know the name of that thing. I think chestnut is.
Mm-mm.
Man?